Triple M.
Terry for breakfast.
Counting down to the start of Little Shop of Horrors, presented by the Albany Light Opera and Theatre Company. It's on in May at the Port Theatre on Princess Royal Drive. Big season. Starts on the 4th of May and runs up until the 26th. And joining us now is Darren LePage, who plays the role of the Mad Dentist. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're not here to pull any teeth out, are you?
No, forgot my pliers. It's a good role. I really highly recommend everyone come along to see this one. It's not as well known as Sound of Music and Mary Poppins, but and to be honest, when I first heard what they were putting on, I actually considered whether I would actually audition for it, because I kind of thought, compared to the great music of Sound of Music and I thought Little Shop of Horrors was kind of, you know, cheese on toast type music. But since we've been rehearsing it, it is literally spine tingling. The harmonies, I mean, you just don't really listen to the music that closely when you just, you know, see a movie with Rick Moranis. But the music is really quite something. And the cast is so strong. And the sound is really, you know, there'll be lots of goosebumps.
The musical is based on a B-grade horror movie, 60s flavour, very catchy and upbeat. So the crowd will be on their toes.
I think there'll be lots of feet tapping. I never actually saw the original film, this is not the same film that had Rick Moranis in it, but it was a B-grade film, which apparently was the very first role of Jack Nicholson. That was his very first ever role, which I think you can see the movie on YouTube, but it was a pretty bad movie, but they've redone it in the concept of a Venus flytrap that grows up big enough to eat people. It's pretty funny.
When you know his name's attached to something, you know it's going to be big, so certainly not going to disappoint.
Yeah, I don't think there'll be too many disappointed people in the audience. Sound of Music and Mary Poppins just sold out so fast, and obviously this isn't as well known, so it's not selling as many seats. But I predict that after the first few shows, people will start talking about it, and the last few shows I reckon will get booked out.
Well, the season's not far away. 4th of May kicks off down at the Port Theatre. If you want to check out Little Shop of Horrors, presented by Albany Light Opera and Theatre Company, get those tickets through Paperbark Merchants or online at paperbarks.com.au. Adults $30, students and concession $25. So there's going to be mainly evening shows, but there's a few matinees on the 13th and 20th of May. So
the Sundays. The Sundays are the matinees, and the Fridays, Saturday nights are the 7:30 time.
Friday, Saturday nights when the party's at.
I guess.
And Darren, look, we've had a chat a couple of times here on the station, and I always refer back to the time when you were a mime artist in Hay Street Mall in Perth, and we're going to see you at the Vancouver Street Festival coming up.
Yep. I'll be painting the face again, and don't get to do as much mime in the country as I was asked to do in the city, but Vancouver's a great festival, and I'll be there again and probably in the next year as well.
Darren LePage here with us from Little Shop of Horrors, coming up at the Port Theatre. Darren, if you don't mind, you want to do a quick song for us?
Yeah, I'll just do the song that people might remember Steve Martin doing. When I was younger, just a bad little kid, my mama noticed funny things I did, like shooting puppies with a BB gun. I'd poison guppies, and when I was done, I'd find a pussycat and bash in its head. That's when my mama said, girls sing, what did she say? She said, my boy, I think someday you'll find a way to make your natural tendencies pay. You'll be a dentist. You have a talent for causing things pain. Son, be a dentist. People will pay you to be inhumane. Your temperament's wrong for the priesthood, and teaching would suit you still less. Son, be a dentist. You'll be a success.
And it's St. George's Day celebrations over the weekend. There's the St. George's Day Challenge happening at Centennial Park Sports Complex tomorrow. And on the line now is Kerry Harvey from Great Southern Soccer Association. Kerry, there's a few games scheduled for tomorrow.
That's correct, yes. So we had to cancel the 1 o'clock game, but from 2:30 and 3 o'clock, we've got two games down on North Road there, and it's going to be a great afternoon.
Fantastic fundraiser for a very important cause.
That's right. And it's good to combine a bit of fun with a bit of seriousness, but the guys would love any excuse to raise some money for a good cause. So anyone who comes down is welcome to donate. And we have the RSL actually coming down, running the barbecue. We've got drinks and stuff for sale as well. So it should be an awesome afternoon.
St. George's Day, it's a long time tradition, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been going for quite a few years, and it started out as, you know, who's better at soccer, Australians or English? So at the moment, I think it's at least 3 or 4 years that the Aussies have won. So we're hoping, well, we'll see what happens. The English want to actually change that, but we'll see what happens on Saturday.
This is like the Commonwealth Games that were recently just held. I mean, it was just a medal race between Australia and England, wasn't it? I mean, they were miles ahead of all the other countries.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's going to be good. I'm looking forward to it.
So St. George's Day tomorrow, you've got a couple of matches there. Around about 2:30, people should check it out?
Yeah, yeah, come down at 2:30 onwards. And, yeah, and it should be good. And wear your colours. So if you're either English or Australian, wear either yellow or white. And so, you know, so they know who's supporting them. Makes it a bit more fun on the day.
St. George's Challenge tomorrow, Western Precinct out at Centennial Sports Complex. And, of course, proceeds going towards the Albany RSL. Kerry Harvey from Great Southern Soccer Association, thank you very much. Good luck tomorrow.
Thanks very much.
Hopefully it's all right tomorrow down at Air Park for dads and kids, put on by the Men's Resource Centre. Online now is Grant Westhorpe. Good morning. Grant, you're looking to get dads more involved with their kids.
Yeah, we're sort of, this is our second one, and we've got one more to go on in May. It's getting the dads and kids together and getting them to play. We're sort of setting up a safe environment for them. It's basically at the all-ages playground in Ayers Park and Middleton Beach. Last one went really well. We had 30 dads and probably about 60 kids, so we expect about the same tomorrow, and hopefully the weather will sort of stay good for us. But it's certainly an opportunity for dads to have a bit of fun. We're setting up a bouncy castle. We've got coffee, sausage sizzle, all the normal suspects, and a lot of fun. I mean, there was a lot of happy faces, and we got a lot of really good feedback from the dads as well. So we hope to maybe continue this and, you know, carry it on through the year and maybe do a few more later in the year. But you know what it's like when you're a young kid and you're having fun with your dad. Very special time.
How important is it in a child's life to have a father's influence regularly?
Well, I think just having a positive male role model in your life makes a big difference. It does make it a little bit easier. You know, somebody you can talk to as you grow up and you go through all the different stages in life. I think these days it's getting tricky because, I mean, we're all switched on. We're all looking at our phones and tablets and, you know, suddenly the relationships that we used to have, you know, like I can remember as a kid sitting around the table with, you know, my other four siblings and mum and dad every night. And, you know, we'd talk and, you know, we'd have time to sort of, you know, discuss things. We'd have a good laugh. And I think that builds strong relationships. And the idea of what we're going to do tomorrow morning is the same thing, you know. It's just we don't need phones. We can just have a good play. And there's lots of great facilities that the City of Albany provides for us down there. And it's just a great opportunity to give mum a rest as well, I guess.
Oh, my boy, she needs it. what time do people need to get there tomorrow, Grant?
Yeah, it's between 9:30 and 11:30, so cross fingers and hope for the weather gods sort of keeps it half decent for us. But we'll be there come hail or shine, and each child gets a goodies bag, so that's the winner. And with the dads, if they register, they can go into win $100 worth of Lego. So that's a pretty good treat as well. The last winner was Leon Langdon. So you should have seen the smile on his son's face, I tell you.
Dads and kids, fun day down there tomorrow at Air Park. Get amongst it from 9:30. This is a great program put together by the Men's Resource Centre. Grant Westhorpe, thank you very much. Good luck tomorrow.
You have a good weekend, Terry. Thanks, mate. Appreciate it.
Before the Siren, a preview of this weekend's matches in the Great Southern Football League.
Oh, yeah, when you hear that sound, you know, footy's back. Well, it's been back for a little while now. Of course, GSWFL has been running for a couple of weeks, and it's the men's turn, round one of local footy action, and our man inside footy all this season is Tom Moore. Good morning.
Morning, Terry. How are you?
I'm very good. Footy is back, but the ladies are having a break this week.
Yeah, quick break this weekend, Terry, all part of the plan. Yeah, obviously school holidays upon us, and wanted to give the girls a bit of a break over holidays, and they'll be back bigger and stronger next week as well with another game for the end of the fixtures, and then we'll get into 2 weeks of finals. So as we've discussed before, the interest has exploded, and I think the competition is going really well, providing a family-friendly atmosphere on Friday nights down at the clubs. It's been a big success.
Yeah, well done to our ladies, and hopefully they'll be well rested for the next lot of fixtures in a couple of weeks' time. But the men are back on the field this weekend, Tom, and it's going to be a pretty big weekend spread out over a number of days because, of course, Anzac Day on Wednesday, and we see rivals Railways and North Albany do battle on Anzac Day.
Yeah, round one of the GSFL, and absolutely looking forward to it, as most people around town are. Quite a few unknowns, really. I don't think anyone really knows how the teams have gone over the pre-season, and all teams have picked up a few and lost a few, and obviously the three clubs from Albany, North Albany Railways and Royals will be strong. The Sharks are just looking to continue to build on their culture and at least win a game. They have come a long way in a few years, and we really need to start seeing the Sharks push these other sides, and hopefully they can get their first win for a year or two this year. And obviously Mount Barker and Denmark have been there and thereabouts over the last few seasons, and obviously Clancy Pearce playing for Denmark Walpole, ex-AFL player with the Dockers, and Barker will still have a few travellers from Perth and a couple of great locals, so shapes up to be a good season. This weekend sees Mount Barker takes on Royals up at Saunders Park on Saturday. The Sharks are hosting Denmark Walpole on Sunday. And then, as you mentioned, Terry, the Anzac Day at Railways on Wednesday with Railways versus North Albany.
And well done to Sam Lehman from Mount Barker. He's the fourth player in Bulls history to reach 200 games. He'll be doing that when he runs through the banner against Royals on the weekend.
Yeah, great fella, Sammy, one of the nice guys in the competition, as Cam Newbold wrote in the paper this week. And I played a season of footy with Sam up in Perth way back in 2004, and he's versatile, he impacts the games, and look, he's been the heart and soul of the Bulls Footy Club for a long time now, so hopefully the Bulls can get up and have a win for Sammy on Saturday.
Now, big change in the league this year. There's the new point system which ranks players, and to try and even up the competition so the less successful clubs have a chance.
Yeah, look, there's a few leagues around the state, and also this has been implemented in other states around the country. Look, it's one way to even up the competition. We want to see the Sharks and Denmark and Mount Barker remaining competitive for as long as possible. We want to keep a 16 comp in the GSFL down here. So this is just one of the things that could potentially work. I don't think anyone's saying it will work, but it has worked in other leagues, and we just need to make sure that all clubs remain competitive for as long as possible, and we've got a strong competition where anyone can win on any one day.
Tom Moyer with us from the Great Southern West Australian Football Commission. Of course, we take in the GSFL and also the IFA, which has been on the way for a little while now.
Yeah, we've had round one last week. Terry Nwangerup defeated Jeremungup by, I haven't got the scores in front of me, but about 15 to 20 goals up at Tambalup. So they started their season very well, having obviously won the premiership last year. And Boxwood defeated Lake Grace Pingrup in the Bomber Derby as well. Newdigate had the bye. Round two this weekend, Terry, sees Boxwood taking on Newdigate and Jeremungup taking on Lake Grace Pingrup with Nwangerup with the bye. So five teams again out in the IFA this year. Borden remain in recess for another year. Who knows whether they'll come back in 2019, but we'll see what happens.
And some promising signs there at Borden with the AFLX competition held recently.
Yeah, great story there, Terry. The Borden boys went out and got everyone who had a link with the Borden Footy Club over the past decade, old and new, and ex-locals, and they actually ended up winning the day. But it was a great initiative from the Borden Footy Club to do this. I think days like this and formats like this are potentially the future of country footy, in 10, 20 and 30 years to come. So it was a great day. Had 12 sides from around the region come along and play AFLX, and look, they're looking to make that an annual thing, and I'm sure that'll be a successful day in the years to come.
Sounds of Albany
for Fair Dinkum Sheds, with no hidden surprises.
Jackpot today is at $3,760. Am I jumping into something there, Jody?
Oh, no, no, I was just talking to my son.
You talk about how you're going to spend the money.
Probably like that.
Jody, $3,760 today on the sound. What do you reckon our sound of Albert is?
I think it might be indoor tennis at ALAC.
Indoor tennis at ALAC.
Yes.
Unfortunately, your answer is
you're
a false.
You've got to say no.
Sorry, Jody.
Don't worry, Jody. See
you. Spending that cash today.
Good. Thank you. Bye.
Greg's on the line, 13-27-10. G'day, Greg.
G'day, how you going?
Excellent. What do you reckon our sound of Albert is?
I reckon it's the little, you pay the money and you turn that little chrome bars around the turnstile to walk in and out, and they lock when it stops.
I think Yeah, so walking through the turnstiles and clicking it over at ALAC, who is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately not the one we want.
Okay, no problem.
Sorry, Greg, can't give you the cash.
Okay, bye-bye.
See you then. It returns Monday. We're at $3,780. Sounds of Albert with Fairdicom Sheds. Only on Triple M.